Let's welcome in the CEO of the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, the general manager, Tommy Greer, who joins us after what's been almost a month of no basketball. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Very strange situation, isn't it? But we're looking forward to getting back on the court this weekend.
And Tommy, how difficult has it been keeping the group together and to, you know, stay as match fit as you possibly can? What sort of challenge has it been behind closed doors?
Look, there's no way around it. It's been an incredible challenge. In terms of keeping the group together, that part's always easy. We're blessed with a really tight squad. So that part has been easy. But the being able to get people through match-like training sessions, and with so many players coming in and out due to COVID and close contacts and all sorts of different situations, I think that the last month hasn't really been a month where we've had 10 guys on the court being able to get everyone ready and preparing for this next game. It's been, it's almost been individual sessions, that's sort of the path that we've been forced down. So we're looking forward to hopefully getting a good few days in ahead of the next game with the majority of the squad there and ready to go. We'll give it our best shot on Saturday.
As you say, there's no way around it. Everyone's got to put up with it. And you've got to make the best of a bad situation. Do you think that you can use this in a strange way going forward to having a really successful end of year?
Definitely. There was all sorts of COVID challenges with last season as well. And we sort of set ourselves with the mindset that, we've got a really resilient group. We've got a tight-knit group. We've got a lot of continuity within our team, having brought back quite a few players from the year before. And we like to look at these situations as something we can take advantage of. We know that every team's going to have these difficult periods throughout the season and COVID challenges. And, we believe we're a team that can really stand up to those challenges and make the best of those situations and use it to our advantage.
Tommy, you haven't had a great deal of luck with one of the import slots this year, unfortunately, for a various different reasons. So when you have to go back to the drawing board a third time to fill this slot, you've landed Brandon Ashley, which I think is such a great pickup, and we've seen what he could do from a couple of years ago. But what does that process look like for you as a GM trying to recruit a player during these COVID times?
I tell you what, it's a lot of really late nights, and a lot of really early morning messages and phone calls with agents all over the globe is what it's been. We couldn't be more excited to land someone of Brandon Ashley's quality in this current market. I mean, you guys will see that pretty much every player, even players who have been retired for multiple years, are getting called up to the NBA at the moment and in the European leagues. Whenever a big has been released, he's been signed somewhere else within a matter of hours. So it's been a really difficult market, and we are just incredibly fortunate to have landed someone of Brandon's quality. And I think he's going to be a really great piece for us.
What does he bring to the table in that sense, Tommy? And he obviously arrives on Saturday. He won't play this week, but he's potentially going to play in the Illawarra game?
That's right, yeah. So we'll see how he goes. We'll get him a week on the court and get him sort of in there with the group and see how it fits. But that will be the plan to have him playing in that Illawarra game the following Saturday. Look, he brings a whole lot with him. He was a nightmare for us a couple of seasons ago when he was at New Zealand. So it brings a whole lot of length and athleticism. He brings some more rim protection. You put him alongside Joe Chi there, and that's going to be a nightmare for opposing teams coming into the paint. So, like I keep saying, just can't wait to get him on the floor.
I know you get asked a lot, Tommy, about Joe Chi for obvious reasons. His size, the fact that his backstory is really unique as well. But one thing that can't be denied is that man can protect a rim. He leads the competition in blocks right now. Did you think this is the output that you would get from him, or has he even exceeded your expectations so far?
I've got to be honest. He's by far and away exceeded expectations. We definitely knew we were getting an elite shot blocker and someone who was going to be able to, protect the rim for us. And that was the primary goal, going into this off-season. It's something we've lacked for the last couple of years. That was the primary reason for bringing him in. But, his toughness, his physicality, his ability to score in the block offensively, and his just all-round offensive game, you know, being able to sort of stretch it to three at times, has definitely been upside.
Tommy, there's obviously going to be a compacted sort of squeeze sort of formula going forward in terms of games. Is that a chance that we'll see some young, fresh faces that we haven't perhaps seen before, given the quick turnaround of games? And if so, who can we look forward to seeing?
I think absolutely you're going to see that through the course of this season with all the, you know, we keep mentioning the COVID replacements and changes that teams are going to have to handle. So you're definitely going to see some fresh faces. You know, last year, getting to see the emergence of Isaiah Liapa, who's now a starter for us in the two, and multiple other players, you know, Mason Peatling over at United and multiple other players around the league was really good. And there's that kind of talent kicking around again. You know, we've got a young kid, Lachlan Barker, who's training with us at the moment, and I'm positive he's going to get a call up at some point, either with us or somewhere around the league. And he's really a kid that deserves a shot.
And just, Tommy, on how excited and happy you are for Kiefer Sykes and what's happened there, it really does go to show that, you know, the perseverance sometimes really does work in basketball as it does in all sports.
It does. I mean, I just could not be happier for Kiefer Sykes. I was texting with him the other day, and it's just such an incredible story when you see someone like that who really has done it through determination. And you guys have obviously picked up on that. But, you know, someone of his size who's been all around the globe, who's been denied 100 times his opportunity, you know, to make that next step. And for him to have clearly set out his pathway the way he did with his agency, which was to come out to Australia, follow the Deshaun Tate pathway, put in a good season out here, and then earn his opportunity. For that all to come to fruition is just... it's an incredible story. Yeah, incredible. Really happy for him.
That must be, knowing that story and seeing Josh Giddey's story and so many others, Tommy, are you almost at the point now where you and other GMs are having agents ringing you and contacting you about how do they get their guy through the same sort of process?
100%. You know, that's been happening for the last couple of seasons now. And you know, there is incredible interest in the NBL and internationally. I think over the past sort of 5 years, we really sort of drew the eyes of the US, and the NBA has been, you know, really respecting the NBL for the last sort of 5-6 seasons now. But I think that the success of the Next Stars program over the last 2 years has really sort of drawn the eyes of the rest of the world. And now we're seeing even European talent start to find its way out here. You know, we've got, I think, 3 or 4 sort of European players out here as part of that Next Stars program as well. So it's been incredibly positive program for the league, and a really great way to keep bringing out top-level talent.
Tommy, it's no secret I do enjoy a little bet here and there, and we always talk about gambling responsibly. $4.50, the Phoenix to win the title. Is it worth having a little nibble on? You sound like you're really confident with the group going forward, and with a bit of luck and getting back on court, things can really happen for you guys.
I'll leave the gambling with you, Matt. But I mean, we are, of course, we're confident. We are, you know, we believe we are not only the best team in Melbourne this year, but we're the best team in the NBL. And we believe we've got a really good shot at it. And, you know, the torment from losing Game 3 last season is still sitting there amongst the group. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to, I guess, amend last season's Game 3 situation.
That's good
I'll do
enough
it for
me.
You, Macca. $4.50 is juicy. $4.
That's good enough for
very,
me, Jack, I reckon.
Juicy.
Thanks,
trust
Tommy.
Me.
I reckon that's good, I reckon.
Tommy, always great to chat. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having us and thanks for the support.